What a beautiful name it is. Good morning, and thanks for having us. We are the Asongs, serving with Grace Ministries International in the country of Malawi. I am Joseph, my wife is Emanuela, Princess is our first, and she is 5. Sammy Parker is 2.5. Some of you may remember the name of my father, Dr. Lawrence Asong. He served with Prison Missions Association for a long time and founded the Grace Churches in Cameroon. And just in case some of you who may know Gerald are wondering, yes, he is my brother, my kid brother, actually. And we are so thankful for the opportunities that he has to serve here at Rush Creek. As we talk about family, dear brothers and sisters, please be in prayer for our country, Cameroon. Cameroon is currently on the brink of civil war because of regional sociopolitical dynamics. Thousands, or more than 1,000, of lives have been lost already, and tens of thousands more have fled the country to neighboring Nigeria as refugees. Please pray that justice will prevail and that a peaceful solution to the conflict will be found. Pray also for our relatives and our friends and brothers and sisters in Christ, and for all Cameroonians, that the Lord will preserve their lives. It was in this very country of Cameroon when I became certain of God's call upon my life during my secondary school days, as I observed my father's profound dedication to ministry and read the stories of great preachers and missionaries. This call became so overwhelming upon my life that in February of 2002, I left university in order to pursue my desire to serve the Lord as a missionary. During that time, I was so fortunate that the Lord sent 2 great men of God to mentor me, Dr. Sam Vinton and Pastor Ken Parker. I'm sure Dr. Sam's name is a household name around here. Pastor Ken Parker pastored the Berean Bible Church of Spokane for a long time. Through them and Grace Ministries International, I was prepared for ministry. In December of 2011, I married the most beautiful woman in the world, Emanuela. She too comes from a very strong Christian family, and she knew the Lord from a young age. However, she had no plans whatsoever of becoming a missionary. As a matter of fact, she dreaded the possibility. But as she saw my undying passion to serve the Lord in the mission field, she so selflessly gave up all of her own dreams and accepted to come with me wherever the Lord would lead. And so, just 5 months after we got married and 3 months expecting Princess, we left home for our first missionary assignment. Although Malawi is within Africa, it is very different from Cameroon. The culture is different, languages are different, food is different. In fact, the very rhythm of life is different. And because Emanuela was leaving Cameroon for the first time, she felt like a fish out of water during our first years in Malawi. It was a challenging a beginning indeed. We were the only missionaries on the field at that time. We were newlyweds, and we were soon to become first-time parents. And we were so far away from any kind of conventional support mechanisms. During those early years, we thought of pursuing different options for our lives. But we could not toss aside the weight of God's call so easily. If we are standing to this day, it is only by the grace of God. God kept us because He had a plan for us to be in Malawi. And even though we came close to losing the resolve to continue many times, the Lord had us stay. And now we can rejoice because we can begin to see the Lord working out His plan and His purposes for the country of Malawi. Currently, our missionary team has now grown to 5 missionary families plus a single missionary called Brooke Seekins. 7 Bible schools have been opened across the country for the training of both current and future church leaders. Emanuela is heavily involved in empowering women with skills that will enrich the subsistence of Malawian families. Seeds for an urban church have been planted in the city of Blantyre. Our main facility in the city of Lilongwe has been upgraded, and the Lord continues to bless in different ways. Sustainable projects have been executed that ensure sustainable day-to-day ministry operations. And we look to the future with a renewed sense of expectations. It is because of this renewed hope for what the Lord can accomplish in and through us that we have come to thank you for your valuable partnership. Although this is our first time to visit Rush Creek, you are already one of our dependable partners. While we do not know how this came about, we are so glad that it did. You have been helping to build the body in Malawi. Please pray with and for us as we seek to raise $300 of additional monthly support. Also pray for safety in travels and for good health as we continue to attend mission conferences here in the States. You're welcome to visit our display table outside to pick up a prayer card or to sign up for our newsletters. Thank you so much, and God bless.